I know there's no separation between God and me, and when I'm in my place of higher consciousness, I can even experience moments and glimpses of that. Yet sometimes it seems to serve me to place God outside of myself, to imagine me as being over here and God as being over there. In this way, I can talk to God, pray to God, discuss things with God, explore things with God, and ask God for help.
That can be a good device, and if it is, use it. This is the way in which the little self communes with the big self.
My wonderful friend Barbara Marx Hubbard, an extraordinary author and spiritual teacher, refers to these aspects of divinity as the local self and the non-local or universal self.
Yes, I inspired her to do that. When I speak as her and when she speaks as me, we do use that terminology because it increases understanding.
Wait a minute, I just thought of something. If we are all you, how can any part of you not understand you? Sorry.
Do you thoroughly understand yourself? Do you always understand everything you do, all the things you say, each of your motivations and agendas and intentions?
No, I guess I don't.
You've just answered your own question.
But I have a sense that there's more to it than that.
There is. The very fact that you are an individuated part of me means that, by definition, you cannot possess the totality of understanding, recollection, and knowing that the non-individuated ultimate reality you call God possesses.
Why?
For the same reason that a drop of the ocean does not contain the power of the ocean, even though it is made up of the same stuff. It is identical in its composition and its characteristics and its qualities, but it is not the collective. It is the individuation, and the individuation and the collective are not equal.
So God and I are not one?
You most definitely are.
But we can't do the same things.
You most definitely can, but not on the same scale, except when you do.
Well, what can cause that?
Elevating and expanding your consciousness, coming from your subconscious, your superconscious, and your supraconscious self. In other words, the big self, the non-local self, the universal self.
As all enlightened and sanctified beings do.
Yes, exactly.
As Jesus did.
Now you understand perfectly the relationship between God and man, as well as the man who called himself the Son of God.
Still, if we can't believe in ourselves and in our own divine heritage, and because so many people cannot, Jesus, in an act of enormous love and compassion, invites us to believe in him. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Isn't that an extraordinary promise? So great and so complete was Jesus' understanding of who he was and of who we all are, that he knew deeply there was no limit to what we could do if we believed in ourselves or in him. Christ understood our difficulty in believing that we are part of God, part of God's very body. Yet Christ did believe this of himself. It was therefore a very simple matter and a marvelous inspiration for him to invite those who could not imagine themselves to be part of God to imagine themselves to be part of him. Yet it's not true that going with Jesus on the way to God requires us to go through Jesus on the way to God. That was not his message. If Jesus could put his message in contemporary terms, in the words that we use today, speaking to people with today's greater sophistication and larger understanding, I bet he would say, "I observe that you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe that humans are divine. Clearly, you could use an example of that. I'll be the example. I am that. I and the Father are one. I'm the Son of God, and you and I are siblings. That means that you are the sons and daughters of God as well. I am the life and the way. Live your life as I live mine. Go the way that I have gone. That is, follow me, and you will experience God. Yet if you can't believe even in me, if you do not even believe that I am who I say I am, even with all that I have done, then you'll never believe in yourself, who has done even less, or in who you are. And your own experience of God will be virtually unattainable, for you do not believe in the possibility of humanity being divinity. And that's the truth I came to reveal to you.